Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is a bright, bright, sunshiny day. And I am looking forward to getting out there and getting rid of that molehill. I'm telling you, it's staring me in the face. I just, enough of that already. The jalapeno peppers down the hole did not work. I'm going for a fire in the hole. All right, Vinny, let's get
fire
to the news
the
here.
Okay.
Fire in the hole, man.
Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Daddy Care. Daddy Daycare has been popular during quarantine, so let us know what activities you do at home to keep the kids entertained.
Well, that would be interesting.
Sure.
Good one, Nicole.
I found myself being made up yesterday.
Oh, what fun. A makeover.
And because Mom yelled at us for ruining her makeup brushes, the kids did it without brushes this time, and the little one... I swear she put blush on my eyeballs and in my eyeballs and fingernails in my, like, I kept pulling her hand off my eye going, that's not where that goes. And B, you're hurting dad. Stop it. Let her hand
and
go.
And she heard, and all she heard was no, which she's adamantly opposed to.
Right.
Oh, I'm getting attention for this. He's grabbing at me. I'm going to stick my fingers and boink.
I'm lucky I didn't lose my eyes yesterday in a simple makeover. But anyway, yeah, there's all kinds of things dads are doing in desperate times, including, sure, I'll lay down and let you do makeup and poke my eyeballs out.
Mostly because I get to lay down. That is the key there.
I'm glad you can see through my plan there, because that is it. That's exactly right. You're both gathered around my face. I don't have to do much, and I know exactly where you are. And in fact, I put both arms around them while they did it so I would know if one of them got up.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That is, good to be able to close your eyes. And I was always very pro anything where I was able to lay prostrate.
Right. And still are.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm practically laying down right now. You know, I'm really into that position.
So you guys, I never fell for the TikTok thing. I'm not a TikTok member or however you want that described, but they seem to be in some trouble with the U.S. government. They're a Chinese-owned company, and it looks like somehow a deal has been worked out that Microsoft may be able to purchase this TikTok social app from the Chinese technology company ByteDance that owns it. That will keep it operating here in the United States. I don't know how that changes anything. I guess that puts it on Microsoft to keep TikTok from becoming run by the Chinese government. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's the fear. I know there was another story going around where a bunch of people were getting these seeds in the mail.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did you see that story where all these random seeds are being sent to people and they think it's something from the Chinese government and they're asking people, don't plant them. Yeah. They've studied them and they do appear to be different flowers. And it seems
but they could be invasive species that take over the world.
That's what they're saying. So yes, you've read these stories. It's a trip.
Well, yeah, thousands of people. I was like, where's my seeds? I'll plant those. I mean, I would plant them in their own planter with, you know, but if I got seeds from China, I would totally plant them. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't plant them just in the yard. I would put them someplace contained. What if there was some, you know, beautiful exotic flower? I'm into it. Probably get poisoned by it. But listen, back to TikTok, though. Mm-hmm. You know, this is way to go, Microsoft. Way to jump on something just as it's going to die. As soon as they're on it, you know it's over. So they say that one of the big problems with TikTok is the blatant copyright violations. So that'll be their problem thereafter.
Oh, you know? So no longer will it be allowed to show the dance parties or whatever?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it does seem like, although I wondered it myself if TikTok was paying artists somehow, because it does seem like there are people who release songs and dances specifically to get, like, does it count as a stream? Does it count as a sale?
I don't know, but I know Microsoft is saying they plan to keep the same experience that TikTok users love while adding world-class security, privacy, and digital safety protections. So I guess that will eliminate the problem that as people see it. I never got on it. I hear it's great fun, and I know you've enjoyed it, of all people.
I have. I got sick of it really fast. Nicole and Bryn, you guys were going to sleep with it at night. Is that continuing? Is there still that much enthusiasm?
It's not, but I still think it's like one of the most engaging apps that there is out there as far as entertainment.
It is a random slice.
It's great for your attention span. It's a 15-second video or a little bit longer than that. And you know, if you go down the rabbit hole, there's so many great things that I've learned from it. There's pages that I go on just for like DIYs and home improvement stuff. So you can go down that road. It doesn't have to be entertainment based. It can be educational. It's really good. I love it. Yeah, I think it's great.
A lot of crafts on there too.
A lot of crafts. And this is where Sarah learned this song from here.
Okay, I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house, boy. Bored in the house and I'm in the house, boy. Bored in the house, bored in the house, boy.
And they actually say the words on those things. We don't do that here. There's some pretty creative ones with that. The thing is, though, in the end, I just got sick of looking at 22-year-olds in their bikinis. I mean, I don't know how I
get
sick
of that.
I couldn't take it anymore. I'm like, oh, my God. But I'll tell you, someone who's not off TikTok, and that would be John. John loves those 22-year-olds shaking what they got.
Husband.
Oh, my God. They get sent around to, like, his little softball group, so someone will send a TikTok, and that's it. I lose him for the afternoon. I'm like, well, he looks happy, you know?
Wow.
That's what's
okay.
important.
All right.
I'm like, honey, we'll turn the lights down low, and you can just pretend I'm a TikTok chick. Oh my God, he just watches that. I hear that song come, I'm like, oh Jesus, not again. Well, sorry Gen Zers. That's who's using your app. That's who's looking at you. Your friend's dad.
A lot of what you're saying means nothing to me, but that's because I've never looked at TikTok. But
don't bother.
That's funny that John's really into it.
Well,
another story.
You get sent a link.
I wanted to touch on this, not so much as it's a really necessarily a news story, but Karen has become the name that stands for the racist outburst from some lady in the park or wherever, right?
Right. She's
look at Karen
white,
go.
Middle class, suburbanite, you know.
Right. So I went out with a Karen in my day, and you know, this was someone that I was very close to. I actually called her by her last name so she wouldn't think I liked her too much. But the point is, I don't know what it's like to be someone who's Karen who's not Karen.
Right.
And
nobody wants to be called a Karen.
Right. The article I was reading last night is it looks like that name's going to disappear because
nobody would name their kid Karen now. Right.
A seriously negative connotation to it. I feel sad for people who are named Karen who have become, you know, that.
Call me Kay.
Suddenly you get, or KT or whatever your initials
are,
I guess.
Right.
Yikes.
You wouldn't be introducing yourself. Hi, I'm Karen.
And by the way,
yes,
I'm just going to mention this. I will get to some texts. apparently we don't know the whole Ellen story.
Okay, okay? Tell me more.
I know, I'll tell you and I'll read some texts, but I can't even really read them because it sounds like her problems are much deeper and much bigger than we went anywhere near. So I don't
well,
know.
Well, I'd be interested to hear their sources. I really did try to, you know, we looked at 20 stories today just to get the whole scope of the thing. I'll be interested to hear. Cite sources, please. I would love to read these articles. Because
yeah,
really
well,
all I'm hearing
it.
Is a lot of whining and then some, you know, behind-the-scenes production problems.
I'll get to that in a second,
too.
But right. I was really surprised, like, googly-eye surprised as I read some texts and went, I'm going to have stories to back that up. They're linking her to Epstein. They're doing these things where you go, wait, what?
Wait,
oh, yeah,
what?
I have a theory about that.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll do
okay.
this in the 9
Hold
o'clock
on.
Hour. That sounds good.
Anyway, let me do a couple fast facts. The most checked out book at the New York Public Library since it opened in 1895, I've never even heard of. The Snowy
the most,
Day.
The Snowy by Keats, Day?
The Snowy
oh,
Day.
Poetry? It's a poetry
by
book?
Keats. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I don't even know it. You know it?
No. Right. Hold on. Let's find the most famous Keats poem. Let's most famous Keats. Let's see. Oh boy, the 10 greatest poems.
Oh boy.
Fancy is the first one.
Fancy.
Ever let the fancy roam. Pleasure never is at home. At a touch, sweet pleasure melteth, like to bubbles when rain pelteth. Then let winged fancy wander through the thought still spread beyond her. Open the good solid rhymes.
So that's about cheating?
The mind's cage door. I don't know what it's about. Yeah, it sounds like it. She'll dart forth, a cloudward soar. Oh, sweet fancy, let her loose. Summer's joys are spoilt by use. And the enjoying of the spring fades as does its blossoming. This guy's a good rhymer. But right. I'm never going to read that. That's,
I know
I hate
that
poetry.
in my lit classes in college,
yes.
Anytime they talk about rain, they're talking about boning. And
oh.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So,
or ocean yeah. tides, the swelling, the rising and falling, the wind through the
so
trees.
Writers are pervs, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Aren't we
they
all?
Just do it in a higher at a higher level.
Oh,
well
yeah.
Done.
That's right. The rain's trickling softly. Off the trees, pelting
and from
around
that,
in a rhythm.
To broccoli.
Yeah, okay. Broccoli. Do tell.
Broccoli's man-made. It was created by carefully breeding wild kale that had the right traits. And cauliflower and Brussels sprouts are also man-made.
Well, it is a delicious vegetable. Thank you, man, mm-hmm. for making that. Boy, man has made some good stuff.
Yeah.
God, I love broccoli. I was just reading this recipe that Trader Brady had in his blog.
Trader Brady? Who's that?
You know, Tom Brady.
Oh,
Trader
boy.
Brady.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize.
Not Trader, like Trader Joe's. Traitor,
right.
Like Benedict
no, that's,
Arnold.
That's what I thought. Oh,
he's got
boy.
A delicious caramelized broccoli recipe that, oh, boy.
So you're going to try it.
Maybe. I don't know. He's a traitor, so I might
well,
not.
Well, leave it out and see what the boys can do with it.
I'll send it to my husband, see if he does it.
The name Gary, speaking of
Gary.
Names, is only all popular right. thanks to the actor Gary Cooper, whose real name was actually Frank Cooper. He adopted the first name Gary after the city of Gary, Indiana, because he says it seemed like a tough place, and he wanted to be seen as tough.
Gary Cooper. Gary.
All right.
Well, sounds garish.
Know, it's very actory to be smoke and mirrors. Yeah.
Or garrulous.
I'm trying to make myself. What? Okay.
I don't know. I'm thinking of Gary words.
Check this out. Thanks to our months in quarantine or sheltered in place or just, you know, changing the way we do things due to coronavirus.
Yeah.
Starbucks is saying, it's completely changed when people drink coffee. Our new peak hours are 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Instead of the pre-work rush that they are used to.
Yeah. People are just wandering in around 9:30. Hey.
So how's funny. Oh, okay. Let me do a couple of these texts. Our text All number is 800-400-3697. So I'll go back because we got a bunch of stuff about the current stuff we're talking about. But going back, I was super surprised. I hadn't heard any of this stuff about Ellen. I don't know if any of this is true. These are rumors being texted to us, and I really don't want to put them out there.
Right.
But they're saying that we've completely missed the Ellen story.
Okay.
Now, one person said it's as simple as this. Ellen's two-faced, and that's what people don't like. If I met you or Vin off radio, I'm sure you'd be the same likable person. But you can't look at her if you're not a star, and she doesn't, and she doesn't know what's going on. Please, I know she worked hard, but just be humble, is what they're saying. Well, that is true, though. I mean, I am. If I meet someone off the air, I'm very friendly, but I'm also not an international superstar.
True.
I'm a local radio guy who's happy to meet you. That's totally different. I don't think that's apples and oranges at all.
No, I agree. We're not. We're just to apples, right? Nowhere near the level that she's at. And it's possible, like, you know, you hear this stuff about people like Steve Harvey, too. Like, you know, you're just sort of told don't interact with them. And probably sometimes I think some of that stuff comes from the person. Sometimes I think it comes from the people around them who just like their producers go, she doesn't need the distraction. I know she doesn't want the distraction. It's easier if I just tell people not to. Like, I do think there's probably some people who would be surprised to hear that people were being told that about them. But then deep down inside, they're like, yeah, no, that's totally, that's great that he did that.
Well, this says, like, and these are texts. We don't have any stories to back them up, but a bunch of them came through linking her to Epstein, which I don't get the link at all. So I don't know. So
I'm looking at this thing. They say Ellen questioned for Wayfair partnership amid conspiracy theory. This is far-fetched. There's a conspiracy theory that accuses Wayfair, the furniture online retailer, of acting as a front for human trafficking.
What?
So I read this story and it sounds like complete BS, but I don't want to, you know, if they are involved in human trafficking, I don't want to get anything from Wayfair. But it does seem extremely, it's a wicked conspiracy. Like, I don't know about this.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I know I you know, here's someone who texts 925 says, get ready for the real Ellen story. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, send it. Please send us the real story. I'm telling you, we looked at everything that seemed credible this morning.
It is conspiracy because my friend has this theory that we were talking about, and that's why I didn't bring it up, just because I'm like, I can't find anything on it. Her and Oprah are part of the Epstein thing.
Okay. Because like, Oprah's not a trafficker.
I sent you an article about that because apparently people were seeing ankle bracelets on Ellen and Oprah.
They're saying they're under arrest. They're under house arrest for sex trafficking. Like, please stop it, you guys. Just accept that, you know, all is not well with Ellen. That is fine. But do we have to make her a sex trafficker?
Well, and then people are saying, I guess she's been associated with him because there's been sightings of Ellen on that island. That, if you want, you know, I forget what that island's called where Jeffrey Epstein took underage women.
Sex Traffic Island. Yeah, I've heard of that place.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's where some of the issues start. And that when Ghislaine has, like, Maxwell has a whole list of people, and apparently Ellen might be on it. So that's,
well, here's
I don't
a text.
Have an article for that. So.
I know, right. So it's just, it's really, these are just theories. But please, if you feel that you have real information about this, and we would welcome a link to a credible news source. That's, we try not to, I mean, actually, it's not even that we try not to. It's that, I'm sure if something was juicy enough, we'd say, oh, listen to this conspiracy theory. But frankly, I'm not even seeing those stories. Like, this Wayfair thing, that's just stupid. The Oprah and Ellen are both under house arrest for sex trafficking. Really? Nobody heard about that at all. And they just had, you know, they're in there. Is this the ankle bracelet?
What is that picture? That's the ankle bracelet?
Do you see it?
Okay.
Do you see what they're showing?
Yeah.
On the leg, there's like a little rectangle
thing
there.
So
So they're saying that maybe there's
a... Well, and Paul McCartney's dead.
We don't know. Who knows what her problem is?
Honestly.
I mean, that's, geez. Come on. Well, whatever. So I just...
If you can send us a credible news source, we'd love to see it. I would. I would be interested.
I would, too. I will read the rest of these on the other side of these commercial messages.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.